you guys. It's a Hebrew club, and the last one of the quarter. So we will be off the air for 2 weeks, and then we'll be back at the beginning of the new quarter break, or the new quarter, spring quarter. So ready to go again. And we are in 2 Samuel 20, and we're about ready to start verse 4. So 2 Samuel 20, verse 4. And remember, David is in pursuit of Sheva, because he had taken Israel back with him, and there was a threat of civil war. But there's a little incident that happens here that reminds us of the internal strivings with Joab. And remember how treacherous he was? Well, you're going to see it again here. So we start out with verse 4. Vayomer HaMelech el Amasa, Hazek li et ish Yehuda shaloshet yamin. Vata poamot. And the king said to Amasa. Now remember, Amasa was the chief of the army of Absalom before the rebellion, and David had kept him in power, and he was to head the army. So just remember that's going on, because Joab was the one who had the professional army and led the troops. But David wanted Amasa. That was what happened previously. Okay. So here David commands Amasa, Hazekli. Notice that this is a hiphil imperative from Za'ak, masculine singer, Hazek, hiphil imperative. Notice the patach under the hay tells you that it's an imperative, because that's the same vowel pointing as is under the imperfect of the hiphil form. So Za'ak in the call means to just cry out. But here, notice with the hiphil, an intransitive verb in the call becomes transitive are active in the hiphil. So notice the direct object is et ish Yehuda. So it would be call together for me the men of Judah. Ish Yehuda. Everybody see that? So call together for me the men of Judah. Shaloshet 3 days. So you have to supply the preposition within 3 days or in 3 days. All right. Va'ata, and as for you, po amot. As for you, stand here. So in other words, in 3 days, he wants Amasa back with the people of Judah, because they want to go after their enemy. Okay? So again, verse 4, and the king said to Amasa, Hazek li et ish Yehuda, muster for me or call out for me the men of Judah in 3 days. And you here, Amod, stand here. So he wanted him to come back here, in other words. All right, good. Questions through 4? All right, verse 5. Vayelek Amasa lehazik et Yehuda, vayocher min ha-moed asher ye'ado. So Amasa went. That's from Halak. Simple call, imperfect vav consecutive. Amasa went. Infinitive is the object of the verb. He went in order, or I'm sorry, it's purpose, in order to call out. Notice that here is the hiphil infinitive construct of the same root za'ak that we saw in the previous verse. So Amasa went to call out at Yehuda, Judah. Vayocher. Okay, notice that the Masoretz wants you to pause here. The root is actually a first aleph verb, achar, to delay. All right? And notice the holam after the yud there, between the two yuds. Notice that they want you to read Vayocher, so they don't want you to read that second yud. And it would be formed like those other first aleph verbs. I say, I am willing to eat what you bake, though I perish. You remember those? Amar, I say. The imperfect is Yomer. Okay, I am willing, Ava, Yove, to eat, Yokel, so that the call imperfect is formed with that holam. That's what you have here, except the aleph has dropped out. The Masoretic text, the consonantal text, wants you to read a hiphil, it looks like, but we're not going to worry about that. So this is just a call imperfect from achar. And he delayed from hamoed, from the appointed time, which ya'ado, he appointed him. No, in other words, ya'ad is a simple call perfect third masculine singular with a third masculine singular suffix. He, namely David, appointed him. Ya'ad means to appoint. Okay? So again, Amasa went to call Judah, but he delayed from the time in which or within which he had appointed for him. Okay, so in other words, it was longer than 3 days. Okay, any questions through five? Everybody see the pointing, how it's working? Okay, so verse 6. Vayomer David el Avishai, Ata Yeralanu Sheva ben Bikri min Av Shalom. Ata kach et avde Adoneka u redof acharav pen matza lo arim betzurot vehitzil einenu. Okay. Then David said to Abishai, remember Abishai was the brother of Joab. Both of them had charge of the professional army. So David said to Abishai, now, see, because of the delay, now Yera, it will be bad. Everybody see the root of Yera? It's Resh Ein Ein. So it's one of those reduplicated stems. It's a call imperfect third masculine singular to be evil or to be bad. So now it will be bad for us. Namely, but the subject is Sheva. Sheva, son of Bichri, will be bad for us. Now as you're going along, you see this min from Absalom. As soon as you see the min, you know it's a comparative. So I would translate. Now, Sheva will be worse for us than Absalom. Or we'd probably say, will be more trouble for us than Absalom. Okay, so now he gives this command. Ata, you, kach, take, call, imperative from lakach. Looks like a first yod verb, it's lakach. As for you, you take avde adoneka. You take the servants of your master, uradof, another imperative, and pursue after him. Lest matzah, he find for himself arim, that's a plural of cities, lest he find for himself cities, betzurot, fortify. This is a, batzar means to fortify, all right? So here is an adjective, betzurot, cities fortified. Lest he find for himself fortified cities. Now here the text is not good. And I'm not going to take too long, but hitzil usually means to deliver, and it takes a direct object. Notice the word after it is einenu, our eye. So it would be, you have to translate, lest he escapes our sight or escapes under our eye or something like that. But it's a strange meaning for ve. Hitzil, and notice that there's a textual problem there. The versions have other solutions. They seem to be witnessing a different text. Okay, so we're not going to worry about that. Any questions through six? All the verb forms look good. Okay, verse 7. Vayetsu acharav anshe Yoav vehakreti. Behap leiti vekol hagiborim. Vayetsu mirushalayim lirdof acharei sheva ben bikri. So they went out from Yatza, call imperfect vav consecutive. They went out after him, namely Anshe Yoav, the men of Joab. Joab's men went after him. And the Keratites, notice the gentilic ending, that Hirik Yud ending, the Keratites and the Peletites and all the Giborim. And all the mighty guys, all the heroes, the Giborim. And they went out, Vayetzeh, from Jerusalem, Lirdof, to pursue after Sheva, the son of Bikri. Okay? Verse 8. Haim im ha'evan ha'gedolah sher be'giv'on. Va'amasabah lifnehem. Here it comes. Ve'yoav chagur mido levusho. Ve'alav chagor cherev metzu meret al matnav betahra vehu yatzava yipol. Okay, there's a lot happening in that verse. So haim is they, simple pronoun. They im ha'evan, with the rock. We would say in English, by the rock. They were near the rock. Hagedol. The big rock. They were near the big rock, which is in Givon, which is in Gibeon. Okay? So in other words, Joab and his men had left Jerusalem, or up at Gibeon now, and they were at the Ha'evan HaGedolah. They were at the big rock. Okay? So you have Joab, Amasai, the professional army. So here comes, you bet, now you know who they meet up with. Va'amasa, and Amasa came lifnehem, before them. So here, you know, Amasa had been delaying in coming, so the army went up to Gibeon. Here they meet Amasa. Okay. And Amasa probably had been trying to gather the people of Judah. Maybe he was having trouble, they didn't want to come, maybe he didn't have any authority that they listened to, but he was having trouble, evidently. So, came before them. Okay. Now here's Joab's part. So notice how it breaks up the Vav consecutive in this whole verse. So at the beginning, see, they came to the big rock, which is in Gibeon. Now it explains Amasa. Amasa came before them. Now it switches to Joab. And Joab, chagur, was dressed. Chagar means to gird up. This is a call, passive participle, was girded, was dressed in his middo, his outer garment. We would, or some suggest it's military dress. But Joab was girded with military dress as levusho, as his dress, as his clothing. Levush is a simple noun which means clothing with a suffix, third masculine singular suffix. So now Joab was girded up in his garment, his military dress, as his dress. Okay, ve'alav, and on him chagor was a belt. Notice how the noun chagor comes from the same stem as chagur, to gird up. See, so on him was a belt, cherev metzu medet. Zaman means to join or to fashion. So notice that mem in front of it makes the, and the u there tells you what kind of participle is this. A pu'al. It's good. It's a passive, and it's a pu'al. All right. Notice that passives usually are used to modify nouns, and that's what you have here. The sword was metzu medet, and zamad means to join. So here the sword was joined or fixed or attached. So we would say, and on him was a belt with cherev attached, with the sword fixed on it. Everybody see that? And that's just a simple pu'al participle feminine. And it's feminine because cherev is feminine. So a belt with a sword attached on matnav, on his loins. Okay? Betara. In its sheath. Ta'ar is sheath. So it's a sheath knife. So he just had a knife attached to his belt. Okay. Vahu yatsa. And he came forward. Vahu yatsa. Vatipol. And it fell. This is from Nafal. Notice the nun has assimilated. Call. Imperfect vav consecutive. Namely, the knife fell out. And it fell out. Okay. So evidently it was on the ground. It's a crucial detail, as we'll see in a couple of verses. Any questions? Really interesting. It's interesting how the narrator is taking great detail to describe this. I mean, notice the detail he's going through. Every step, their dress, everything, as opposed to some events where he just goes through. You know, so we don't have any account of them going from Jerusalem to Gibeon, in other words. It's just they ended up in Gibeon from Jerusalem. So notice you all skip that whole time to get to this scene. He dramatically depicts what's going to happen. You can probably anticipate something bad, right? Because we know Joab. All right. Verse 9. Vayomer Yoav la'amasa, hashlomata achi, vatochez yad yemin Yoav, bizkan amasa, lin shak lo. Then Joab said to Amasa. Now notice you have interrogative hey before shalom. So notice it's shalom, peace, ata, you, achi, my brother. Okay. So notice it's the typical greeting, are you well, my brother? Shalom. See, peace to you, my brother, or are you well, my brother? But notice he calls him achi, my brother. And remember, Amasa was related to David, supposed, in some way. Joab was his nephew. And so Amasa, again, part of the relation somewhere as well. Although I don't think they're exactly sure. There's different sources that suggest a couple of things. But anyway, so Joab said to Amasa, is it well with you, Achi, my brother? Vatoaz yad yamin, and the hand, yamin is right hand, the right hand of Joab, tochez, that's from, that means to grab, and it's from yachaz, or achaz again, that's another first aleph verb with the aleph assimilated. So notice it's just like, again, you see that holem, I say I'm willing to eat what you bake, the big five. Form their imperfects with a holem. That's why you have that holem after the tav. Vatochez. So the right hand of Joab seized onto the zekan amasa, onto the beard of Amasa. Here comes infinitive. In order to neshaklo, in order to kiss him. Neshak means to kiss, call. This lin shak is a simple call, infinitive construct. And it's purpose. So he seized his beard with his right hand in order to kiss him. Okay? So it even tells you which hand he took him, right hand. So, you know, he came near him, gently took his beard to give him the greeting, okay, as if he was a friend, called him my brother. Treachery at its height, okay? Everybody, any questions? Okay, verse 10, poor Amasa. These are stupid people, guys. Va'amasa lo nishmar b'chera v'asher b'yad yo'av. Va'yakehu ba El ha chomesh vayishpok me'av artzav elo shana lo vayamot. Well, you don't even know any Hebrew to know how this turned out. You know what this verse says. Now Amasa was not guarded. Okay, or was not on guard. Notice that nishmar is a nifal of shamar. Nifal perfect, third masculine singular, to be on guard. So Amasa was not on guard, bacherev, in reference to or in respect to the sword, see, which was in the hand of Joab. Why was it in the hand of Joab? Because it fell out, see? It was in there, it fell out, it was at the ready, and Joab probably just kind of picked it up as he went, kind of casually. You know, you can imagine the scene, okay? He was not on guard. So now you're already anticipating, and here comes the verb. Vayakehu. From, you all know the root. Can you see it? It's from naka, first nun. The nun is assimilated, and you see it by the dagesh and the kaf, preceded by the short vowel patach. And he struck him, ba, with it. El hachomesh, in the chomesh, in the belly. Vayishpok, shafak, means to flow. And flowed, me'av, his me'av. Well, you know what those are. His insides, his innards flowed out, artza, to the ground. Notice they have the locative hay there on Eretz, to the ground. Velo shana, shana means to repeat, a simple call, perfect again. And not did he repeat to him. So he only stabbed him once. He did not repeat. Okay, so in other words, Joab knew what he was doing. He was a trained assassin. Vayamot, and so he died. Very simple, boom. Notice how quick it comes. Amasa was not on guard with the sword, which was in the hand of Joab, and he struck him with it to the belly, and his guts poured out to the ground, and he did not strike him again, he did not repeat it, and he died. Cold-blooded, okay? Very good. Any questions? Okay, this it becomes even colder here in these next couple of verses. After the pause here, veYoav vaAvishai achiv radachare Sheva ben Bikri. Then so he stabbed him. Then Joab and Abishai his brother pursued after Sheva son of Bikri. Okay. All right. Questions through 10, first of all. Okay, verse 11. Ve'ishamad alav minna'areyoav vayomer mi'asher chafetz be'yochav u'mi'asher la'david achareyoav. Okay, now a man stood, Amad, now a man stood over him, or by him, by the dead guy, I think, from the na'areyoav, from the young men of Joab. And he said, "Mi asher, whoever chafetz, whoever favors Joab, si chafetz be Yoav, whoever favors Joab, and whoever le David is with David. Notice the Beit and the Lamed, you are used interchangeably here. After, so there's no verbs here. After Joab. So again, a man stood over him or by him from the young men of Joab, and he said, whoever delights in, but or whoever favors whoever's on Joab's side, and whoever is for David, you have to supply a verb, follow after Joab. But he really just says, acharei Joab, after Joab. Okay, so if you're on Joab's side and David's side, follow Joab, who's going to pursue Sheba. Everybody get that? Okay, now, we got to get at least through 12 here. Verse 12, Va'amasa mit golel badam betok ha-mesillah. Va'yar ha'ish ki amad kol ha'am. Va'yasev et amasa min ha-mesillah ha-sadeh. Va'yashlek alav beged. Kasher ra'a kol haba alav ve'amad. Okay. Now, Amasa mit golel. I want you to look at that. That's a hit palel from galal, participle, here it comes, to roll around. So Amasa was rolling around in the blood, or was wallowing in the blood, in the midst of the highway, of the road, Mesillah, we would say. Well, not a highway, it was in the road, Mesillah. Vayar ha'ish. And the man saw, Vayar, again a call from Ra'a, and the man saw, notice as soon as you have a key clause, you know it's an object after a verb of perception like Ra'a. The man saw that all the people Amad, we'd translate stopped. In other words, the guy was wallowing in his blood, people weren't passing by. Okay, so he wanted everyone to follow Joab, see, but the people were hesitating because of the man on the highway or on the road, okay? Everybody see that? So Vayase, this is from Savav, and notice it's to Hifil. Savav means to turn around, but in the Hifil it means not intransitive, but transitive, so it's going to take a direct object, to remove. And he removed et Amasa. He removed Amasa from the road, Hasadeh, to the field. Vayash Lake from Shalak. Again, this is a Hifil, Yash Lake, notice. And he threw over him his beged, his garment. He threw his garment over him when all the coming ones, Haba, everyone who came to him saw and stopped. So in other words, it's just repeating what he says. So again, from Vayasev. And he removed Amasa from the road to the field, and he threw over him his garment when everyone coming to him saw and stopped. So in other words, he had to get him out of the road. So he basically just dragged him into the field. Okay? All right. So Ka'asher Hoga. This is again from Haggah, and it means to throw away. So when he had thrust him away from the road, Avar Kol Ish, all the people, again you're using singulars for Ish here, but it's as a group, all the people Avard passed over after Joab, Lirdof, to pursue after Sheva, the son of Bichri. Okay. Everybody see what's going on? Any questions? We'll stop there and take up verse 14 a couple weeks. But again, you can see it's another brutal part of 2 Samuel and Joab and his treachery. So Joab was not going to let Amasa take over the army. Okay. All right. Very good. You guys have a great vacation and break and restful. And see you guys in the spring.